This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1865. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded February 16th, Alaska, Albania, Andaman Islands, Argentina, Australia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Germany, Iran, Ireland, Madagascar, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Spain, Sudan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Mike Terry forwards an ARRL story of February 14th. Alaska's HARP facility once again open for business. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP, in Gakona, Alaska, will soon undertake its first scientific research campaign since it was taken over by the University of Alaska Fairbanks a sesquiyear ago. Among the investigators is Chris Fallon, KL3WX, who'll be working under an NSF grant. The HARP transmissions will take place within the tuning range of 2.7 to 10 megahertz and should be audible outside of Alaska and may even produce visible effects within the state. The experiments will largely focus on artificial radio-induced airglow that potentially can be photographed from nearly anywhere in Alaska, weather permitting. It plans to start and stop each experiment block with an audio Luxembourg-style broadcast, transmitting two AM carrier waves at different frequencies, separated by about 1 megahertz, with the resulting skywave signal being a mix of both frequencies. He said he has had prior success reproducing the Luxembourg effect using two DTMF tones. But this time I have a short, simple musical composition recorded by a local musician. It was composed specifically to take advantage of the Lux effect. Just which frequencies Fallon will use won't be determined until shortly before he begins his research, depending on the objectives, FCC regulations, and ionospheric conditions at the time. Times and frequencies will be updated on his blog and Twitter account linked in the blog. He encourages hams and SWLs to record the events they hear and post reports to social media or email him. Unfortunately, we don't have a specific URL for his blog, but Mike sends another story from the University of Alaska Fairbanks itself, which gives us some leads. Try the official UAF HARP Facebook page, which is slant, and the last letters are all caps, UAFHAARP, slant. Since February 9th until at least February 15th, Wolfgang Büschel, Ivo Ivanov, and I have not been hearing any shortwave transmissions from Radio Tirana, Albania. 7475, of course, being the North American frequency at midnight to 01 in Albanian and 2:30 to 3 in English. But for almost a year, the transmitter has been in very poor shape with severe modulation problems. We unfortunately have no information about whether they are giving up or finally trying to repair it. As of February 14th, Ron Howard in California says, I'm hearing All India Radio Port Blair 4760 daily with significantly stronger signals than ever heard in the past. Around 15 UT, including news from New Delhi in Hindi at 15:15 and in English at 15:30. At that time, he can parallel it to many other AIR frequencies as it's carried all over the country. For some time now, I've not been able to hear any signal from Rai, Argentina, to the world at its scheduled times and frequencies, 15:345 variable in our afternoons intended for Europe, and 11:710.6 variable in our evenings, weekdays intended for North America. Around 0112 UT, February 14th, I was hearing something on 6060 very weak and thought that might be Rai on one of their listed frequencies, but it turns out that must be Iran's Arabic service. Strangely enough, there had been no news about this in the Argentine-based Condish DX list. So I posted an inquiry in Spanish. Please, would Argentine or other South American DXers confirm whether or not Rye is totally off the air or not? And that got a reply from Horacio Negro in Uruguay, who said, I've heard their transmitter went kaput. I guess it was in mid-January. Then we got this authoritatively from Arnaldo Slein, who has connections with Rye and is their DX program producer. I translate. Rye, Argentina to the world, is off the air for some 2 weeks due to the failure of a tube in the transmitter. Administratively, authorization is being sought to buy a replacement. And only if this is granted will the tube be acquired. There is no date for returning to the air, but we hope it will be not be delayed too much. Meanwhile, the station continues producing its programs daily on the Internet. And another reply from Gabriel Gomez in Uruguay, who says in mid-January, I heard from Arnaldo Slein of the Actualidad de X program that because of problems with their own service, he was thinking about getting time for that program on WRMI. Well, another program he's involved with, La Rosa de Tokyo, is already carried on WRMI several hours a week. I gather that Actualidad de X is of a widely variable length, which could make it difficult to schedule into automation. What's going on with Unique Radio, Australia's low-power private shortwave station, which was active for a few months last year on 3210 and planned to come back on another frequency instead of, or in addition, I'm not sure which, 5045. We heard from the owner and manager of Unique Radio, Tim Gaynor, in Gunnedah, New South Wales, on February 12th, and here is what he says. The equipment seems to be working okay, but realistically, I don't believe there is much point to broadcast weekend evenings as before. There aren't sufficient listeners and support to continue, especially at low power. I'll try to track down an amplifier to boost the power. From Friday, February 17th at 12:59 UT through the 18th on Saturday, I'll run an overnight test to see if anyone internationally registers a signal. I'll then make a decision on whether to continue locally. Interest from the WINB relay on 9265 last year yielded some interest, but also not really enough to reconsider continuing. What I will do after this weekend will depend on interest and listener reports. Low power is not an option, so a decision will be made on what direction to go. He also laments the self-destruction of ABC on shortwave. And we got this idea from Brian Miller on Marco Island. After tuning into Radio Australia for more than 50 years, starting in grade school, it's very much like losing an old friend. When a ship-to-shore HF Coast station shut down, it was a tradition for the last operator out the door to leave a receiver tuned to 500 kHz, just as Jack Martini, manager of KPH, did when the final message was sent, and it shut down Morse operations in 1999. Most of my receivers, and I have a number of them, have memories, and I will be leaving one of those and each receiver programmed to 9580. Well, that's a nice sentiment, me too, along with 17840, to be replaced only if I run out of other memory slots. So far, no word from WRMI about my idea to revive 9580 with its own relays of Radio Australia, whether ABC likes it or not. A few weeks ago, we had news from Stuart McLean that he had suspended his CBC radio program, Vinyl Cafe, due to continuing cancer treatments. He had melanoma for over a year, but he was optimistic and didn't want us to worry about him. Well, now he has died as of February 15th. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending this news on from Yahoo's Canadian News. Stuart McLean, best-selling author, journalist, and humorist, who entertained millions as host of The Vinyl Cafe, has died at the age of 68. CBC confirmed his death. Susan Margetti, executive director of Radio and Audio, said, "We're deeply saddened to learn that Stuart McLean passed away earlier today, an exceptional storyteller who's left an indelible mark on CBC Radio and countless communities across Canada. The Vinyl Cafe featured a mix of stories, essays, and musical performances. Stories centered on Dave, the owner of a secondhand record store, and his wife Morley, their two children, and various friends and neighbors. Every week for 22 years, Stewart connected with his listeners in a way that few before him have. His Dave and Morley stories were as entertaining as they were enlightening. They made us pause, reflect, but most of all, laugh along together. It's been several weeks since I've heard El Caravan Radio, Colombia, on 5910, which plays a lot of nice music despite being a missionary station. It's blocked part of the evenings here by major broadcasters, but much of the time the frequency is open. So I wonder if they are off the air completely. Their sister station on 6010 La Voz de tu Conciencia is also hard to hear. I have traces of a carrier there, but I can never be quite sure whether it's Brazil or something else. However, we have heard from Luis Cardoso in Bogota, La Voz de tu Conciencia on 6010, heard there February 13th at midnight 20 UT with a 44444 Senpo about the story of the kidnapping of Pastor Stendhal and giving their P.O. Box address in Bogota. Using a reactivated remote receiver in Florida, Wolfgang Buschel checked on this and finds two tiny signals around 6010, fragments of Spanish words traced on 6009.859, undermodulated S7 carrier. And adjacent to that, a very tiny signal, probably Brazil's Inconfidencia, measured on 6010.026. At least that's where they were at 0712 UT, February 11th. In his national flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports hearing Radio Havana Cuba in Arabic on 11530.3, Sunday, February 12th at 22:23, along with Cuban music and a language lesson. You may recognize that frequency as one used frequently by Cuban spy numbers. So another mix-up in the transmissions at the transmitter site sharing Radio Havana with the Intelligence Directorate. And a week earlier, February 5th at 22:09 on the same frequency, he was hearing something in English, so I guess that was also Radio Havana Cuba. The thing is, Arabic is not scheduled for them on any frequency at 22 UT. February 14th at 0134, I was surprised to hear no Radio Republica on 9490 and hardly any jamming either. What's happened to Radio Republica? But the next night, February 15th at 0144, it was the same, but after 0200, there was the wall of noise atop a detectable carrier, which must have been Radio Republica from France. So their flexible schedule currently appears to be not starting until 0200 UT, and they're registered for only 1 hour, but I haven't confirmed when they're actually signing off. We've had no specific confirmation of it this year, but communication of the British DX Club reminds us of the annual shortwave broadcast of Radio Imrang from Amrum Island in German North Frisia. It's always on February 21st, which this year is Tuesday, and in previous years, the time has been at 16 to 17 UT on 15215 via the Nauen, Germany transmitter site. It's in the Frisian dialect, also some German and even English. Now, as I recall, last year they had some problems with the transmission and had to make good a few days later. But in any event, tune in Tuesday the 21st at 16 to 15215 in case it comes off this year. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1865. Also on the internet, bringing you much more information at worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Frank Orcutt, doing business as Ballistic Pros Trading Company, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. or may also contribute via check or money order on a U.S. bank and U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Radio Farda, broadcasting to Iran on behalf of the U.S., is still active on shortwave and also a powerful medium wave transmitter on 1575 kilohertz in the UAE. Iran has put one of its own medium wave stations on the same frequency to block it, but now there's even more. Wolfgang Büschel sends an audio clip as recorded at the Doha, Qatar remote receiver of a great big buzz on 1575. Another listener back in Germany had already been hearing that and wondering what it was. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington has a story from the Irish Post of February 10th that RTE Longwave 252 kHz will continue until 2019. RTE had intended to close the service this year, but there had been positive talks at a consultative meeting in London. And independent Senator Billy Lawless had sought government assurances that the Irish in Britain would not lose longwave access on 252. Ron Howard in California reports after being off the air for a month or more, Radio Madagascar is back on 5010.78 variable, heard February 14th from 1518 to 1532, best tuning upper side band to avoid India on exactly 5010. A respectable signal, he says, about the best reception I've had. Some type of noise interference, or it would have been better. There was pop African music and singing and announcements, and slight drifting. His local sunrise was 1456, and sunset there was 1526, so right along the gray line. The path also is almost antipodal, but slightly longer in our mornings. It's also easier to hear here in our evenings when they're signing on in their Madagascar mornings between 02 and 03 UT. Now, however, we have a problem because the Cuban Leapfrog mixing product on 5010 is there whenever both frequencies 5025 and 5040 are on the air from the same site. I was listening the following evening, but probably not quite long enough, because Ron Howard says he was hearing it February 15th at 0239 on 5011.28 variable. There was some music and singing at 244, very poor, and the frequency was drifting again, as it always seems to be doing. That evening, Wolfgang Büschel checked between 14 and 19 UT and was hearing nothing around that frequency. That is, other than All India Radio, 3 hertz below, 5010 at 1530. February 10th at 0706, I was surprised to hear Voice of Nigeria in French on a reactivated frequency, 9689.970, an S9 signal, and in fact the strongest one between the two WRMI 9 megahertz frequencies. The last time I had logged it there was 16 months ago, and it was parallel 7254.923, which has been reliable. That was slightly stronger. Both had good modulation and were synchronized, so apparently from the same site. Africalist expert Torsten Hallmann in Germany replies, if synchronized, the site must be Abuja. He has kept track of the frequency offsets, and he says only 30 hertz is uncommon. Abuja has usually been 60 to 80 hertz lower on 41 meters and 80 to 110 below on 31. However, I've kept checking for them on 9690 all the following nights through February 15th, and they have not appeared again. I heard an amusing North American pirate on exactly 6941 USB February 13th at midnight 32 until off at midnight 59. It was called the Al Fansum Memorial Radio Show. I've heard that name before somewhere, Fansome. I assume, or I hope, it was all a put-on because this obituary said he was a bureaucrat at the Foundation for Utter Slobbery for 32 years and enjoyed watching farm animals at the canal. Another pirate, station YHWH, I mentioned last week, was heard on 7615, and he was back there again on a couple of other nights, February 14th and 15th, both around 0230. Ron Howard says he was still going almost 2 hours later on February 15th. However, on February 11th, Dave Volquin, Pennsylvania, had him on another different new frequency, 7550, as early as 0232. For 2 or 3 years now, I've been amusing myself by tracking the automatic cutoff times of Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, 5980. Rarely I can get anything more than a just barely audible carrier, but I discovered their timer slips at approximately 6 2/3 seconds per day. Gets that much later from one night to the next, although I don't check it absolutely every night. This builds up for a period of months until they reset the timer a bit earlier, closer to 0100 UT. Well, I've just caught them in another reset. As of February 14th, it cut off at 22 seconds after 0101 UT. So a brand new cycle starts of lightning per night at the rate of about 6 2/3 seconds. The North American frequency of Radio Exterior de España had been missing for about a week, 9690, although the others could be heard poorly, 15390 and 15500 to other areas, and sometimes even 11685, all of these during our afternoons. But 9690 was finally back on the air February 14th, when I checked at 2107, just in time for, what else, a silly ball game. Perhaps they will now be more motivated to keep it on the air. As Wolfgang Büschel says, there will be more live soccer coverage in the coming weeks, including Barcelona, Sevilla, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid. There's a 16-game series of the Champions League from February 14th to March 15th, including other teams from Germany and England around Europe. Roberto Pavanello in Italy tells the shortwave Yahoo group that he heard the Voice of Africa Omnerman with news in English. Sufficient reception February 9th at 1730 on 9505. Mike Terry forwards a press release from the UK government via Southgate February 14th. It's headlined, Radio Released from Shackles. Commercial radio stations will no longer be shackled to an outdated regulatory system under new plans announced by the UK government on World Radio Day. The Department for Culture, Media and Sport has launched a consultation to overhaul regulation of national and local radio stations. At present, commercial radio has to abide by a series of complex rules regarding content, which are enforced by Ofcom, many of which were devised in the late 1980s before the emergence of digital technologies. But government announces it's consulting on changes to the rules and is proposing to give greater flexibility to local radio stations so they can have a say in their own content. It will further mean DJs will be free to play more of the music they and their listeners want, when they want, without the station needing Ofcom's permission. Well, good for the UK. Americans can hardly imagine our radio stations ever being regulated in that way. Mars nets treat their times and frequencies as top secret, but I've run across a number of nets, and I'll just mention the frequencies all at various times in the local evenings, and they're not necessarily on the air every day of the week. But here are some frequencies to check. 3245, 3269, 4000 even, 4036, and 4041. WWV has been running an announcement every hour at 4 minutes past the hour that due to an upgrade of some sort, it will be off the air from all its frequencies February 21st and 22nd, that's Tuesday and Wednesday, starting at 14 UT for not more than 8 hours each. So that'll be a chance for us to hear some other standard frequency or time signal stations. In particular is LOL, that's its real call sign, Argentina Really Active. In the handbook, it's scheduled Monday through Friday for only 1 hour at 14 UT on 10,000 kilohertz with 2 kilowatts. Of course, WWVH will still be running as far as we know. I also received a notice from SWPC in Boulder that on February 21st and 22nd, they'll be transferring operations to an off-site backup system to support building maintenance. So there'll be intermittent brief outages as they do that and get back to Boulder on Wednesday, February 22nd. It starts February 21st at 16 UT, and the transition back will occur about 19 UT on the 22nd. David Cole in Oklahoma sends a Washington Post editorial piece from February 12th, A Way to Get Real News to Russia. A U.S. attempt to counter disinformation takes shape in a service called Current Time in translation. It's a product of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and the Voice of America, and it has now been launched, a 24/7 Russian-language TV network based in Prague, aimed at audiences inside Russia, as well as borderlands of the former Soviet Union. And the Post editorial board opines the Trump administration can help by keeping its hands off Current Time, avoiding the temptation to turn it into a U.S. propaganda machine. The idea is not to replicate well-funded Russian disinfo outlets such as RT and Sputnik. Congress has been asking for a more robust answer to Russia's information war. This is one attempt using real news and straight programming and reflecting the highest and best values of our open society. Congress ought to make sure it is properly financed and politically unhindered. Since not all WRMI transmitters are on the air 24/7, there is now an opportunity to play an interval signal 5 minutes before they come on. Ivo Ivanov has been hearing this a couple of times at 11:55 UT on 15770 and at 13:55 on 21675. A couple of times to check WBCQ 7490 for special broadcasts which may not receive any advance publicity. That is Saturday at 22 UT and Sunday at 21 UT. That's an hour before they start regular programming. On February 11th, after 22, I was hearing something called 2NG Radio, a British DJ, although his website admits he's based in Washington, D.C. On another BCQ frequency, 5129.58, I was hearing a former pirate Radio Azteca, although it has nothing to do with Mexico as far as I can tell. This was during the time when Radio Timtron Worldwide is scheduled, February 12th at 0119. If you hear the Korean language on 790 in the eastern U.S., it's WQXI in Atlanta, Georgia, now run by Radio Korea, and it's being heard well at night, apparently running non-directional day power. Here's a challenge. KLIM 1120 in Limon, Colorado is reported reactivated, temporarily authorized with only 10 watts, and it's Catholic radio, according to IRCA and NRC. Propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 storm peaking February 28th with A and K indices of 30 and 6. Solar flux peaking at 85 February 21st. And that's World of Radio 1865. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.